Hello and welcome to the Noisecast. We are a weekly podcast about technology news, interesting tidbits of information about anything tech, gadget, or comic book, whatever related. Pretty much anything that strikes our fancy. We also have a WTF news section, which is where we laugh at stupid people, most notably Florida. And that's pretty much just to the podcast. However, we do have a website, noisecast.com, where we occasionally post articles. Facebook and Twitter, where you'll be able to catch up with us, figure out what's going on, get our updates. You'll be notified when we're going live with the podcast, also on Google+. You can find us on all three by searching for The Noisecast. I almost started making a MySpace page this week, but it's like soul-sucking just being on that site, so.
Yeah, we don't go there.
Yeah. It's like the raven home of the internet. So.
It's very true.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can make it through the whole place without using a gun if you're careful. Anyway.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah. That's an achievement, though. That's the point. Moving on. Like I said, we are the podcast. Tonight with us, we have, with us, whatever, we are Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also known as Gonzo Rider. And we have Vito.
You know, when you said we are, I was waiting for you to say Wild Stallions.
Oh, yeah.
No? Am I the only one that's old enough to remember that? You guys aren't that much younger than me.
What?
Yeah, I think you are that much older.
Yeah, we might as well explain it now.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? No?
Yeah, sorry. It went over my head. I haven't seen that movie in...
You goddamn kids!
Get off my lawn, sonny!
How old are you, Vito?
31.
Oh, you're only 5 years older than me. Nah, just kidding, that's a lot.
You were kind of young for that when it came out then, huh?
Yeah.
I was kind of young for it. I shouldn't have been watching it when it came out, but it didn't.
Well, I saw...
I only saw it when they threw it at with the free Domino's purchase.
Oh, nice.
Remember that shit?
Yeah. I watched Beavis and Butthead when it first came out in theaters, and it was me and a friend from school. Both of us got permission from our parents for, like, the other one's parents to take us, and then the dads talked, and they were like, we don't want to go see this crap. How about we just drop you off? We'll pick you up in a couple hours. We were like 11. That's awesome. They dropped us off, bought the tickets. He bought a ticket for himself, walked in, you know, sat, like, walked in the theater with us, turned around, walked right back out, got in his truck and left. Oh, that was awesome.
But that was such a great movie.
Yeah, okay. MySpace. That's your new nickname is MySpace, because I can't think of anything else to call you.
It's way better than MySpace.
No, it's... Yeah, whatever. Are they still redoing it? Is that still...
Yeah, and it's still pretty funny.
Okay. Yeah, it's... I guess... I don't know.
It's a lot better than when they tried to bring Ren and Stimpy back, and they just
made
it overtly gay instead of the subtle gay references that were funny.
Ren and Stimpy was absolutely the most creepy, weird cartoon. I still... Like, the close-ups of... Anything they did a close-up of, I knew I was going to hate.
The close-ups are horrible. And... I watched some of the older episodes a few weeks back, and it dawned on me that that was, as you said, a completely fucked up show.
Yeah.
It didn't dawn on me when I didn't realize it when I was younger, but now I look at it just like watching Pee-wee's Playhouse. You ever watch old episodes of Pee-wee's Playhouse and think to yourself, "What the fuck? My mom let me watch this?" That show is twisted.
Yeah,
and maybe it's my perspective as an adult has changed to the point where it no longer seems innocent. But man,
yeah, it's I don't know. A lot of those shows I try to watch them either they're retarded, and I feel like a moron for watching them in the first place. Or they're just creepy as hell. And very few, like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. That's one of those things that it's obviously not in the same category as Ren and Stimpy, but it's kind of in the Pee-wee's Playhouse sort of thing. It's one of those. Just that's okay. Sesame Street's okay. Although you can watch Sesame Street as an adult and still be entertained. I'm learning that.
I don't think you're getting any help on this one.
Yeah. Oh, I watch it with my child. I don't care what you think. You're all whores. Anyway, moving on.
We prefer the term companions.
Oh, a Firefly reference.
Firefly? Punch yourself in the dick.
Yeah, you need to dick punch yourself for that.
I'll do it later. It's not a punch with a hammer, Ray.
It sure is.
No. I don't know what assault laws are like in Arkansas, but no.
You just have to do it.
Anyway, sorry, I'll be a dumbass to myself later. I guess we should start looking at the topic list. Start pulling topics from.
Wait, we have a topic list?
Damn it. It's like, yeah, we started it this week. I'm not just randomly Googling things and be like, hey, let's talk about this. So here's one that bothers me. Only because it bothers me. It's a test tube hamburger. Apparently the first test tube hamburger is set to be put into production this year. It's made from a cow's stem cells.
I'm not really seeing a problem. It's meat.
Did you ever see Better Off Ted?
Yeah.
Yep, Blobby.
Yeah, Blobby. That's the only thing I can think of. It's just two guys creeping out over a hunk of meat and then having to cook it.
The fuck?
I mean, it can't be that bad, right?
Did you?
What, Vito? You're buzzing out. Hello.
I mean,
it's Vito just, like, just dropped
a piece of meat, but it's not like they didn't kill it.
Well, that's the thing. You know, stem cells take the attributes of whatever they're. You back, Vito?
Yeah, I decided to shut it down and bring it back up. See if that helped.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds better now. Okay. So, have you tried turning it on and off again? Off and on again.
He just did.
Yeah, so, like I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by my internet connection. As soon as I heard about the stem cell burgers, the very first thing I thought of was the Blobby episode of Better Off Ted.
Yeah, that's me too.
I did not.
Maybe you're weird. Have maybe you just wanted a burger.
I just saw that it was going to cost $200,000 to make this burger.
No, the project was funded with 250,000 euros.
Well, suck it. I didn't read that far.
Did you just read the first number you came to and quit?
I saw a number and filled in the blanks.
Yeah, pretty much. I took the number and then just made a Mad Lib.
Nice. Start doing Mad Lib news articles. Get enough people in the chat 1 week, maybe we'll do that. So anyway, like I was trying to say earlier, stem cells are kind of like you try to get them to adapt to a specific type of cell. I just wonder, like, is this a completely fat-free burger or what? Because they're trying to make muscle
possible.
Well, no, but they're trying to emulate muscle with the stem cells. I mean, that's meat. So, do they emulate fat and then just throw it all in the blender and press patties out of it? That seems like, well, let's make this awesome science and then let's chuck it in the blend tech.
Well, what I'm thinking is the reason that meat tastes the way it does is only mostly because of the meat and the muscle part. The fat has a lot to do with it. So
I know. I understand that.
Able to make it nearly as delicious or as it wouldn't be a substitute that anybody would go for if it didn't have the fat in it.
It's not for first world people. The whole idea of this is to make burgers and meat patties that they can give out to third world, skinny kids. That's what I got out of it.
I'm trying to have an intelligent discussion about this, and I keep going back to the taste test portion of this. So, what does it taste like? Beef? Chicken? That poor guy. I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, you are. Awkward. Anyway.
Not the first time.
Yeah. No.
I would eat it.
By the way, if anyone has Netflix and is looking for a show, Better Off Ted, if you've not seen it, it's two seasons of, from the beginning, it's funny. They start with a little bit of romantic bullcrap, and then they realize that just doesn't really translate. So let's just kind of play off it a little bit and just keep making it funny. I think it's where the idea it's very... I get very similar vibes between that and Big Bang Theory. Between the two.
Really?
Well, just parts. The two in each other's pants, but not actually in each other's pants. God, I can't remember the name. Scientists. Anyway, since I'm completely dropping my nerd cred in the damn storm drain right now, let's move on to something that I don't look like quite an ass about.
Now he's talking to himself.
Yay! I am my best customer.
Well, my name is Chris.
Now I feel like Ralphie. Alright, so.
Ralphie or Ralph Wiggum?
Ralph Wiggum. What the hell? I do Ralphie. Yeah, I'm the guy from. Oh, God. This is going to be a long episode.
You're just going to hurt yourself.
I'm just going to announce topics and then let you two stare at each other awkwardly. Yeah, I'm moving on. Screw you guys. Apparently, a study done by some people who care. The article's on Forbes. I'm not sure if they did the study. Says that unauthorized iPhone, iPad apps, like the kind you find in the jailbreak stores, Cydia, and what's the other one? Or is it all under Cydia now?
I think it's all under Cydia.
Okay, yeah. So basically, jailbreak apps tend to leak your information less than the ones in the actual Apple App Store. This is for iOS. 1 in 5 free apps in the Apple App Store upload private data back to the app's creators. This data could potentially identify users and allow profiles to be built of their activities. And then, I guess, doesn't give you a number on the other one.
You know, this data really doesn't surprise me.
Me either.
Oh, it's about 4% versus 21%.
It's kind of surprising that 21% of the ones in the official App Store are leaking the data. But it doesn't surprise me at all that the ones done by independent developers are, quote-unquote, leaking it less.
No. But I mean, here's my thing. I think it's probably not a case of, all the apps themselves. It's probably got to do something with the ads. That's what I think. I think because they all use the same, if you want to put an ad in your free app, you have to do this. And I don't know. It can't. Well, I take that back. It probably can't be that because it's only 21%.
More people use regular ads as opposed to jailbreak ads, so there's more reason, incentive to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if the ads have as much to do with it.
No, I changed my mind because almost all free apps have some sort of ads. Definitely greater than 21%, and since they're in the iOS store, they have to use the Apple ad system.
Right.
So I
know what most of it comes from, and this is my completely unprofessional, unscientific opinion, but I think a lot more of it comes from the people that are making the official apps are using that. They're using that information to try and get a bead on their demographic, whereas the people in the jailbreak or unofficial app store they already know their demographic. The people that are using those app stores are the ones that are going for they're basically just geeks like you, you know. As hey, these guys are like me. I don't need to know my demographic so that I can make a better app. They're going to download this app because it's the best one or because it meets their needs. I don't give a shit, you know, where they're at or who their friends are on Facebook or any of that shit.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there are a few that they realize they can get a whole complete gold mine of data just by in their idiotude, especially when it was so easy to jailbreak the iPhone. I don't know how easy it is now. I doubt it's still as easy as going to a website.
Yeah, like that it was lasted for a couple of weeks before they patched up the whole.
Yeah. But you know, so many people can do that. I'm sure there's a couple developers on there that just throw complete crap apps out. Just basically, here's a calculator, a free graphing calculator app, which you copied and pasted from someone else's. And, oh, by the way, it uploads your entire user list, or not user list, contact list.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me either.
Anyway, I'm not entirely surprised, but like Ray said, I think it has a lot to do with the size of the markets, but that being said, I think
more people who jailbreak are more likely to read what app permissions get.
You'd like to think that. I think more of the Android rooters would be, you know, if we're going to talk about jailbreaking or whatever, I think more people who root their phone would be more likely to check than people who jailbroke an iPhone. Because people who buy iPhones typically, if you know, their instructions on how to jailbreak your iPhone, I could probably go buy an iPhone and figure out what the hell I'm doing and get it jailbroken within 10 minutes, turning the damn thing on. So it's, whereas I've heard, you know, rooting is, depending on your phone, a pain in the ass.
Droidic, cough, cough.
Yeah, Motorola, cough, cough, you done? but I think that, you know, especially when jailbreaking, so I honestly don't know how difficult it is right now, but if it's that easy and people hear it's a cool thing to do, all sorts of idiots are going to jump on there and try to screw over those people. But then again, yeah, the Android Samsung has phones, its... Yeah.
Samsung and HTC tend to be really easy to jailbreak, or...
Well, HTC released all the...
Yeah, they're bootloaders.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. HTC and Samsung, even before that happened, they tended to be much, much easier to root and unlock than Motorola's stuff. I mean, Motorola is still doable in the majority of the cases, but there are some phones that took months, many, many months before they were able to get into them.
Like the backflip?
Sure.
Did you know that was a phone? That was the first...
I did not.
That was the first Android phone AT&T got. Look it up.
It sounds like a horrible, horrible phone.
It was. I played with it in the store. It's got... you flip it, it flips completely bass-ackwards from what you'd assume. It doesn't flip open, it like flips shut. It's really stupid. But there's like a little touchpad on the back once you flip it open, shut, whatever. It's stupid. Google it, look
what
at it.
What a terrible phone!
Yes. That's exactly what I thought when I first, like, I played with it in the store and I was like, this is, what? Of course, you know, all the phones in the store have that stupid anti-theft device, so anything that flips or slides can never be used entirely properly. And I actually knocked the sensor off of it when I was goofing around with it. Anyway, moving away from that.
I'm trying to watch a video on this to watch it backflip. I think the reason I didn't know what this phone was is because it's Motorola.
It's so shit looking.
Yeah.
Oh god, it is ugly. Stop talking, Jim Louderback. Open it up. What the fuck? Wow. That. Why?
Yeah. Like, hey, you know how everyone likes to use a phone? Let's do the complete opposite. And it'll be the only Android phone on AT&T. Because it was. I think it was for about 6 months. Way to go, AT&T.
Oh, what's hilarious is the best phone at CES, Motorola's new backflip phone.
Who said that? Motorola?
Techzilla. The ones that I'm watching a Techzilla video. They're the ones that said it.
Damn it. This phone came out 2 years ago, but still.
Damn it. Well, yeah, I just turned
January 8th, 2010 is the date on the video.
Really? Really? Has it been that long?
It has been that long.
Yeah, wow. That definitely was around when I saw it. Holy crap. Okay, so don't buy a Motorola backflip. That's what we're trying to say here.
If they still have them.
I don't even know how we got on this.
They got rid of the entire stock.
Yeah, I don't know how we're still on this topic. Oh, they probably gave them away for a while.
But there's like a gag gift.
It's worse than a whoopee cushion.
Welcome to AT&T. Take one of these. But I want an iPhone. I don't care.
Welcome to AT&T.
You get one of these for free.
Yeah.
Nice fart sound.
Yeah. Yeah, a raspberry is what I'm going to call that. Anyway, moving on to our next awesomely awesome topic. Alan Wake was recently ported to PC. You hear about ports from console to PC, PC to console not working very well, and people being pissed off, this and that. Well, apparently, Remedy, the game studio behind Alan Wake, did well by this, and within 48 hours of releasing the PC version of their game, they are in the black and making money back. They made up everything that they spent on porting it to PC within 48 hours, and now, well, this was the 20th, so this was 6 days ago, and they've been making money on it, like just straight profit money on it since then.
I haven't played this game. Is it any good? Worth playing?
I would not have played it had it not been included with the purchase of my Xbox that I bought 2 years ago. A little over a year ago.
Yeah.
Because I bought it right before Christmas when my old Xbox fried, so it was a little more than a year before Christmas, and it came with a free download of Alan Wake, and I was like, ah, fuck it, why not? I'll give it a shot. That game is crazy fun. The storyline is awesome.
See,
the advertising, like the in-your-face advertising was a bit much, but I kind of understood because, well, it was a free game. Holy shit. Scared the fuck out of me more than once.
Okay, I saw the previews for it, and it was a game that I had full intentions of buying, and then my Xbox died. So I just obviously wasn't going to buy it, and that happened, but I was actually psyched for the game back when it came out because I kept seeing, you know, the initial trailers for it, and I was like, you know, this looks awesome. It looks creepy, but it doesn't look like, what's that new game, new mod for Half-Life 2 that came out?
I have no idea.
Anyway, it's basically another crap your pants game like Amnesia or.
Okay.
That's becoming a genre.
Yeah, it's. Basically, the whole point of
Steam to be able to search for crap your pants kind of games.
Well, it's a mod to the Half-Life, so it's you have to buy it, you have to get it somewhere else. Anyway, but it looked like that, but it didn't look so crap your pants that there wasn't a decent story behind it, and it wasn't something that I would just get so annoyed with. Like Ravenholm, if the whole game of Half-Life 2 was Ravenholm, I would have probably burnt the entire Orange Box set. Because I don't do well with scary games.
Yeah, this one isn't. It's not something like that. It does have some very creepy, very dark elements to it. But there's daytime and nighttime, And the nighttime is when the bad shit starts to happen.
That makes sense.
But they're not like zombies or monsters. You're basically being chased by shadows.
Oh God.
Which is why the weapons you have is a flashlight and a flare gun. You use the flashlight. You have to point the flashlight directly at the shadows, and you can increase the intensity of the flashlight to eventually burn them up, which is why you have to run around picking up lots and lots of Duracell batteries. I say Duracell batteries because they make damn sure you know it's a fucking Duracell battery.
Well, you know, if it's energized, you wouldn't have to pick up as many.
Wait, which one's the copper top?
That's Duracell.
Yeah, it's Duracell then. Okay. Or it might have been energized.
It didn't matter. I was just countering
it's the ad. It's a great game. Seriously, it is an outstanding game. If you're even thinking about purchasing it, especially now that it's on Steam, just fucking do it.
Is it still on sale?
It's $29.99 right now. I'm looking at the page as I speak.
Okay.
As of right now, it is $29.99. It is a fucking outstanding game.
Okay. Well, there you go. You got an outstanding from Vito. And the only reason he played Amnesia was because I bought it for him and he felt guilty. And then the only reason he played it for more than 5 minutes is because he had 10 people in the Google Hangout talking him through it, and he wasn't playing by himself.
So, I played for 108 minutes.
We should do that again. That was really fun.
And I only know that because I only played it once.
Oh, yeah. It says on Steam, 108 minutes. Says 108 minutes.
Yeah, there was at least one time where I screamed because I was so fucking scared. I screamed, and I may have peed a little because I was kind of drunk at the time.
Yeah, well, I think you got we have more people in the chat. They're being rude. Go away. sorry, I just checked the chat for the first time. Anyway, I think we should have a creepy game night. That'd be fun. We should do that sometime. Basically, where Vito plays a creepy game and then the rest of us laugh at him. Only because
I second that motion.
Because you have the computer to do it, right? You did it before. My laptop probably can handle it. I think Vito left again because he doesn't like my ideas.
No, I didn't leave. I opened up the live stream window and that fucking advertisement started playing and I couldn't mute it, so I didn't hear anything else.
No. I think I made fun of your beard. Anyway.
Oh, alright, whatever.
I totally forgot to mention at the beginning of the podcast that you can listen live every Sunday around 6, or sorry.
It's a bit late now. Don't
6
you?
Mountain Time. So for those three of you in Mountain Time, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and I don't know, Fairy Pacific. I don't know what they do in California. I forgot. I guess we'll move on. Anyway, like I was saying, they did really well in the port. It was really popular. It sold a lot of money. So, and not only is the game really good, according to Vito, it made a lot of money for them. Go Alan Wake.
I really liked the story. The storyline itself was really good. Like
that's good to hear.
The horror novelist trying to figure out what the fuck's going on kind of thing was really good. It had a very Stephen King kind of feel to it. If you dig Stephen King, you'd like it.
Okay. I think Stephen King could probably write the hell out of some games.
I don't know about all that.
You don't even read. Shut up, Ray.
Movies have come out rather poorly.
Well, he doesn't write movies. He writes books.
Right. Somebody else adapted his book.
Yeah, I think if
someone else is going to adapt it.
No, I think if he sat down with, I think if he sat down with a game studio, he could properly, you know, if they told him, hey, we need to do this, we need this, you know, he could probably do something similar to Fallout, where it's a more or less open world. And he
sucks ass though.
How long? Shut up.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, if Stephen King sat down with anybody and wrote a game, it would turn into Alan Wake. I'm telling you, it's classic Stephen King stuff. Horror novelist, alone in the woods.
His car comes at him. I get it.
Creepy shit happening.
Yeah.
This is the whole time I was thinking, this is very much like Stephen King.
Okay. So I really want to ask you if the end is just like a Stephen King novel, but I'm not going to because I don't want you to spoil it.
You mean completely fucking shitty because he kills everybody off because he didn't know how to write an ending?
Yeah, either that or it's just like, oh, there was an earthquake and that released some gas and everyone got high and hallucinated these things. Like, what?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any damn sense.
I love Stephen King's stories, but the man cannot write an ending.
Well, I've read like 3 Dean Koontz novels and they're the exact same. Like, this really like suspenseful, you know, I can read it, I can get into it. At the end, you're like, dude, did you run out of paper? What the hell? So, now that I'm done ranting about books, let's get on to something else.
Yeah, I don't read Dean Koontz.
You don't read?
No, you know who reads Dean Koontz? My mom. That's why you shouldn't read it. Because she reads terrible things.
Well, we both read it in bed together, Ray. That's why I read it.
That's fucked up.
You bring your mom into an argument. What the hell? It's the internet.
That's fucked up, man.
All right. Let's go to the next topic. Apparently, ACTA, the international version of SOPA, PIPA, whatever the hell the next one is, Internet Censorship Bill, it's goes under the term anti-counterfeiting. Basically, ACTA is the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement. There's a claim out by the Pirate Party. It's a political party in the UK, which has the worst possible name ever if they want to be taken seriously. They're saying that ACTA will end up killing people because it will end up in the seizure of more, generic drug trade or drug trademarks. So basically, if you're crossing a border and you have a counterfeit, you know, a drug that has a trademark in the country you're going to, but doesn't have a acceptable generic brand, then your generic brand will be confiscated and you will die because you probably needed that drug to save your life. Keep your blood pressure down. I don't know if that made any damn sense.
I gotta say, that kind of sounds like a pretty weak argument.
Yeah.
You know, especially when there are plenty of other reasons to not like ACTA.
Well, of course, but they're trying to give it another, like a non-digital, you know, front, which I understand. They're, you know, first of all, get rid of the name Pirate Party because everyone thinks you're a bunch of jackasses rolling around in leather boots and tights with hooks and parrots. Stop it. That's not what we need right now. We need people who are serious in suits and ties and sound like they're wearing suits and ties.
You could pick a name for them, what name would you pick?
I don't know. Something other than the Pirate Party, because the Pirate Party sounds like something I'd really like to have had as a 13-year-old.
Or, you know, the people that the ACTA agreement is specifically trying to stop.
Shut the hell up, logic boy. No, I understand what you're saying, but I think the term Pirate Party instantly gives you zero credibility.
Well, it doesn't help. This argument's pretty weak, so that doesn't help much either.
That's another thing I was trying to say. It's, I don't know. I kind of understand where they're coming from, but it seems like they're stretching really far for this. And while adding a non-digital face to the bill, negative face, of course, it's probably a damn sense to me.
I have to agree.
Good. Sorry, I got distracted there.
Did you drop another beer on your floor?
Shut up. The beer knocked itself on the floor.
How does that happen?
You wouldn't understand it.
No, I wouldn't, because I don't put beer on places where it can fall.
Well,
I like to drink my beer, not
watch it spill. I didn't watch it. I put it in the same spot on the arm of a chair that I put many other drinks. I just happened to not put it down as smoothly, so the splashing of the liquid started rocking it, and the arm of the chair slopes down a little bit, and it started rocking itself down that slope, and then it got to a certain point, just tipped over onto the ground.
So what you should have said was, I put it where I shouldn't have put it, and it fell.
I'm sorry, Danny. I guess that was kind of a crappy topic, and I got distracted in the middle of it, making me the best host you'll ever have on the Noisecast. Here's a big, giant surprise. Facebook is trying to invade your privacy while you're not even on Facebook. Sort of. Apparently, Facebook apps. I don't know which. It doesn't say what OS it is. But one OS, the Facebook app, likes to read your SMS or text message and send that data to Facebook.
Well, it tells you before you install it that it has access to your text messages.
Yeah, like anyone but the intelligent people read that. I mean,
dude, you have to scroll past it to hit the install button.
Yeah, how fast can you scroll past it?
Good point.
There's a reason, like on, you know, EULAs on your computer where you can just hit accept before you get to the bottom. You know?
Yeah, good point. Still, though, you can't. This isn't something that you can complain about. We've been over this. If you,
of course,
scroll past it, and you have to say yes, I agree to the terms of allowing you to read my fucking text messages. You can't later go back and say I do not want you reading my text messages. This is an outrage. You agreed to it. It's your fault.
Of course, it is. That's not.
But if you want Facebook on the go, you gotta say yes.
Was it the Facebook thing, or was it just the Facebook Messenger?
It says the social network smartphone app. I really wish was it.
Yeah, because they have two. There's the Facebook app, and then there's the Messenger. I know that the Messenger specifically requests access to your text messaging.
Well,
I don't think
in
the Facebook app itself does.
On Windows Phone, it's built in. I don't have a Facebook Messenger app because if I go to my text messages and it goes to like the, if you hit, you know, texting and I swipe once to the right, it shows my Facebook friends and also my Windows Live friends, but I don't think I actually have any friends on there. This actually says the Facebook app, and I understand that, yes, you have to scroll past it, but people, you know, and they know this too, that everyone wants it now. You get a phone, first thing you do, say you're the typical user, not Vito, first thing you do is, hey, I want Facebook, so I go get the Facebook app. Okay, cool, it's Facebook. It's made by Facebook. It's Facebook's app. It's got to be good. Even though Facebook has a history of being absolutely the opposite of good, let's go ahead and trust them just this once. And also, I don't think people understand how much data is actually on their smartphone.
That's probably true.
And the people who just blindly accept stuff are the same people who don't have a password on their phone. Unless they're cheating on their significant other. Then they have a password on their phone.
I've got a password on mine just because it's got my Google Wallet installed.
Well, I have a password on my phone, and that's because I have apps on there with data, and also it's kind of a pain in the ass if someone takes my phone. My wife knows my password. It's the only person I care about. I don't care if she reads it. I just don't want anyone having access to my USAA app.
Yeah. The banking apps, the one that is...
Yeah. Even though they're all password protected.
Yeah. Like, well, there's still the one that's the Google Wallet. You know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's basically a...
That's where they send you some account. Leather. It's a leather app. And
yes,
you stamp Google. Okay.
it turns my phone into an NFC credit card. All I have to do is wave it in front of the... That's the last thing I want people to have access to.
And there's no pass key for that?
There is, but all you really have to do is have the app running and unlock the phone. So if it's built for speed, basically.
Okay,
if,
what? Go ahead. I'm just going to say that what it should do is, yeah, you swipe it, you hold it, or you put it in front of the NFC reader, it pops up with a prompt. It says, enter your PIN, just like a debit card. Four-digit PIN, it does. Boom, you're good. Okay, all right, but
you,
still.
You have to put in your PIN to get the app itself running, right?
So yeah. But if your phone is unlocked,
you do the little beep thing. I haven't used it yet. I got a good bit of money in the Google Wallet, but I haven't used it yet. I haven't found any opportunities. I need to go to Best Buy. You know, I'm gonna go to Best Buy. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye. I'll say Exxon has stuff like that, but I know they have the PayPass thing. Anyway. There's a big surprise to all of you Facebook fans out there that Facebook is not friendly and they just want your information. Apparently they're doing this because they're apparently trying to start their own messaging service on phone. I don't understand.
Why do they need to do that?
Does anyone remember, like, the old, before smartphones, you know, everyone had, like, a GSM or whatever phone, and, like, AIM would log it. You had AIM on there.
Yeah.
And
I had a Razor.
Yeah, it had AIM on there. And it cost you text messages, not data, to talk on AIM back in the day. And that was I think the last time I saw that was in whatever year the iPhone came. I think after that, it just went by the wayside. Everything went data. So they're going to try to bring back their own messaging service when... Stupid.
And they already have Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, and it integrates with almost everything. Well, with every major smartphone, and I'm sure there's... It wouldn't be that hard to get it integrated into the stupid Java crap that runs on dumb phones.
You would think, but I do not know. I'm not an expert.
Oh, backtracking slightly. Zachbo, a reader in the live chat, has said that in ICS, version of Android, you do not need to scroll down to accept. The accept and install button is above the permissions list.
He is correct.
And what the hell was that?
That was, remember Billy Madison? When he's talking to the...
No, that was before my time. He goes,
that is correct. When he's studying with Billy in the tent. No?
Yeah, I got that.
No, I got it too. I just like making you feel awkward occasionally.
I've been feeling awkward my whole life. You're going to have to try harder than that.
I tried last week and you left.
No, you were just being a dick last week.
Well, I don't really know the difference.
He doesn't have a filter sometimes.
Anytime. There's no sometimes about that. So, if you work at Apple and like BJ's, you're gonna be in for.
Who doesn't?
You're gonna be in for a little problem, because apparently the BJ's restaurant, which is a microbrewery and pizza place, right outside of Cupertino, wherever Apple is.
It's not outside Cupertino. It's directly off of Apple's campus.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Aye.
Cupertino's a city, bud.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm stupid tonight. In case anyone hasn't figured that out yet, I can't get my shoes on straight. Apple apparently hires security employees to work in this restaurant, which is called BJ's, and that's why I said it. Oh, me. They actually serve pretty good beer and pretty good food there, if you ever get a chance to visit.
Apple pays for the security people there because they don't trust their employees to drink without being supervised. So not only are Apple employees the equivalent of Lance Corporals, Apple is the equivalent of a dumbass master.
I will not argue that point. That sounds like one of those guys that's just had way too many fuck up. Isn't that the same restaurant where the guy left the four?
I don't think so. I think
that was a different spot.
Yeah, I'm looking it up now, and it just says bar. It's a Mexican restaurant in San Francisco.
Oh, never mind then.
But this apparently is a place that where people go and talk.
Well, it's right off the campus, so it's not surprising. And it's in BJ's as a general rule. Everyone I've been to about four or five of them. These places are really busy. They're really loud. There's a big bar area, lots of TVs. There's lots of big tables where you can fit a lot of people around them. Like, their seating area is made for groups. Like, there are more large seating areas there than I've seen in any other restaurant. And it works really well. It's a really great place to go and chat. However, if you happen to be working on, you know, some company's quote-unquote top secret phone or software or next big lawsuit, then I expect that, you know, going out to drink after you work on that is probably not a good idea. Or maybe just learn some damn responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how hard it is not to be like, oh, I'm working on something I can't talk about. I'm going to get drunk and I'm going to talk about it.
I can assure you that Vito and myself have come upon the situation where we are working on things we can't talk about and we are drinking and we don't start talking about it. Even if we're drinking with people who also work on the same thing, because it's a public place and you just don't discuss stuff like that in a public place.
Yeah, I've had to look at several people that I work with and be like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
We are not at work. As soon as we leave those gates, don't fucking talk about work. I don't want to hear about it.
So, I don't know if I actually conveyed this. Apple hires security at this restaurant. Said that or not.
So they actually have people on the Apple payroll that are just in this restaurant hanging out?
The company supposedly plants plainclothes security workers inside in order to identify people who might be talking too much about ongoings at the company. And it also says that people have supposedly been fired for their discussions at the restaurant. So, it's just like any place. Don't go to the closest bar to where you work. Who are you going to run into? Oh, people from work. No, go somewhere else. Like, if you...
Yeah, go to the bar by your house.
If you're on Camp Pendleton and you go to a bar in Oceanside, you're going to run into a ton of stupid Marines. So what do? Don't go to a bar on Oceanside.
That was the great thing about Pendleton, though. All you had to do was drive just a little bit further and you'd get away from all the Marines.
Well,
at Lejeune, dude, you could drive for hours and still run into fucking people that you work with. Because there ain't shit. There is no fucking way to get away from Marines at Lejeune.
Well, it's like awesome. 29 Palms. We just went to Joshua Tree. Just buy booze and go get a campsite. Yeah, and build a fire.
That sounds like a level plan.
Oh, greatest plan ever. I guess, I don't really.
It sounds like Chris forgot how to think.
I started recording. My brain was like, hi, I'm going to go get a sandwich. I guess we'll move on to our
sandwich because that bitch still ain't back.
Well, he doesn't have my legs. He's got a creep in there on nerve endings. So give him a few minutes. I wanted to try something new this week. I wanted to introduce a topic of the week, sort of something we could center around once we get past the news. Of course, the news wasn't supposed to take an hour, but whatever. I noticed Vito earlier had made a comment about how Prince of Persia, hell, it says comic book movies. I mean, video game movies. Prince of Persia was on his list of not horrible movies.
Not horrible movies that were inspired by video game franchises.
Okay.
Like which the is Super a very, Mario Brothers movie.
Very short. Oh, God. Or the Double Dragon movie.
Doom.
Or the Doom movie.
Okay, I made a comment that I'm
every
proud of.
Every Resident Evil movie after the first one. Every Mortal Kombat movie after the first one.
Every Street Fighter movie.
Yeah, every Street Fighter movie.
Hey, the Mortal Kombat movie.
Welcome
the first
to...
one was okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to 30 seconds ago in the conversation.
Yeah.
First one was okay, the rest of them were shit.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to the Duke Nukem movie.
Are they seriously making a Duke
no,
Nukem
it's,
movie?
No, it's co-produced by J.J. Abrams and Vivid.
Fuck you. Fuck you, sir. Fuck you in the ass with a dildo wrapped in barbed wire.
Well, sounds like I'll be having a good night.
That sounds mildly painful.
Mildly? How big is your asshole?
What is your definition of mild pain?
And
I was in the
you have
for 9 years.
So you have calluses.
Exactly. No, Dead or Alive. I don't know if you guys saw that one. Dead or Alive was... it was kind of...
Oh, I thought the movie adaptation of that was Wild Things.
No. No, they made the Dead or Alive movie, and it was a little bit like the way they made Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball. It was basically just an excuse to get the characters into tiny outfits and have them jump around a lot.
I was a big fan of Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball, I'll have you know.
I'm not surprised. The movie was a whole lot of that. I mean, there was some kind of story there. I can't remember what it was. All I remember is Devin Aoki kicking some ass, and it had what the fuck was his name? The wrestler used to be on WWE. No, it was NCW.
The fact that you can pick which one he came from means that you're already a level of redneck above the two of us.
Dude,
so keep talking.
Yeah. He was one of the original Wolfpackers of the NWO. The big guy. The fuck was his name? The big tall son of a bitch.
Hey, hang on. Let me talk. I'm going to Google big tall son of a bitch. Big. Is that some bitch? Son of a bitch? Or son of a bitch?
Some yeah. bitch. S-U-M-B-I-T-C-H.
Sumbitch, W or NWO, big tall sumbitch, NWO. The first thing is Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, I'm going to assure you that that's not it.
The third one, or the second one is Full Metal Jacket, and the third one is Frisky Dingo.
Frisky Dingo?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. It's on Wiki Quote.
Kevin Nash, there we go.
Oh, yeah, Kevin
Nash.
Shut up.
That big guy.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know sumbitch. That guy.
Yeah, Kevin Nash was one of the characters. Anyway, it was mildly amusing, but it isn't what I would call a good movie in by any stretch of the imagination. The Tekken movie was a terrible, terrible disappointment. They just completely mangled the entire story. And Tekken is one of my favorite franchises. I have loved Tekken for a very, very long time.
Like 3 months.
I hate you.
I know.
For a very long time. And there is a very deep and rich backstory that is built into the Tekken franchise. They took every bit of that, threw it out the fucking window, and wrote it from scratch. I don't know why.
Well, that sounds pretty fucking terrible. I didn't see the Tekken movie, but I don't think I want to now.
I mean, it's good just for Christy. That's about it. The story itself is complete shit.
Well, then you might as well just Google the scene.
Yeah.
Or pictures. Is there even a scene that's worth it, or is it just pictures?
Well, the way that they filmed the fight scenes was that the crappy fight scene where it's like jumping from angle to angle and you don't actually see any of the action whatsoever.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. So I don't care anything else, if it's an action movie, I don't care about the story. I'll judge it on the fight scenes. And if there have been very few movies that actually make me just stop the movie during the first fight scene, and it's because they don't show any action. They just show people moving to the left of the screen, people moving to the right of the screen, and then like a big noise and people moving the opposite direction or falling. Yeah.
That's like, that's what the Tekken fight scenes were like. There were a couple of really good action shots where the camera was pulled back enough where you could see the fighting, but most of it was really up close, jumping from angle to angle.
Was that the same era when The Crow came out?
No, the Tekken movie came out in 2010. It was like late 2010, early 2011.
Oh, God, I must have missed it completely then.
Yeah, it came out in 2010.
2010. Don't make the mistake of confusing the live action movie with the animated movie, though. There was a Tekken anime that came out back in.
Yeah, but I definitely wouldn't confuse anime with The Crow.
Okay, no. But I have a question here. You said that the story had nothing to do with the whole story from the Tekken franchise.
About the only thing that they kept was the names.
But the story was written by Namco, who made the game.
Okay.
Why the fuck would they do that?
I don't know.
Why do people shoot themselves in the foot? Well, by the way, I've actually had a friend who...
discipline, and they're idiots and keep one in the chamber.
Exactly. I had a friend who literally shot himself in the foot. And I go on Facebook one day, and there's a picture of his boot with blood seeping out and a small little 22 hole right in the top of the foot.
Let's take a picture.
Well, you know what? Myself. All right, let's say Florida Panhandle.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And it all makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway, no one was surprised. I was kind of surprised it took that long. However,
And there was also a Tekken Blood Vengeance movie that just came out last year when they did the HD remake of Tekken Tag, my favoriteest Tekken game of all time.
Favoriteest in the word.
It is now.
Okay.
And that was actually really, really good. It's all CGI, obviously, but that one was really well done.
And I know we've been kind of, you know, punching Tekken in the dick for about the last 10 minutes. I'm not sure what
Tekken's about.
Well, I'm not sure how you do the dick punch move in that game. I never was very good at those kind of games. I'm a button masher.
Down, back, and left punch.
Okay, very well. You heard it from someone who cares. What I wanted to mention was Prince of Persia, specifically, because I actually enjoyed that game, or that movie, and the games.
I never saw the movie, but I bought the Lego set.
What the fuck, Ray?
Does that count?
Sure. There, I'll get you a cookie later.
Wait.
Well, because, you know, I love the games. The games were a lot of fun to me. Almost, well, all the PS2 versions, anyway. All the PS2 games that came out. I didn't play any of the more recent ones because they weren't super exciting, and just to drop $50 on a game is kind of a big commitment.
It is.
It is, yeah. So, you know, I'll either buy really used games or really, like, popular games that they still sell for, like, $20 at Best Buy.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. But I saw the movie, and I know Vito mentioned earlier in his comment, it doesn't have all the... It does capture some of the kind of parkour style of the game, but not really. It's a little more story/love-focused than I'd like, which is... That's a theme across all movies in the past 5 or 6 years. Everything's got to have a damn love story to it.
When I fucking hate it.
Yeah. And it does... If I'm not mistaken, the story of Prince of Persia, was it The Sands of Time? That was
that's the one that it was based on. Yeah,
yeah, it varied quite a bit from what I remember the game being.
It did. They did something that Hollywood does a lot, as with the Tekken story. They went their own way with it.
Which I understand, because a lot of times the reason a game story is one way is to get you to play for something. Whereas right. It's a lot easier to make a movie where, you know, there's love involved, because that way, whatever, you care. It's gaming is different than movies, and a lot of times I like that. But when you take a good game story and you make it into a crap movie, like apparently Tekken, then you piss off a lot of people. You could throw the name on it and people are going to go see it, but that's not going to make you any money in the long run. Whereas I will actually go watch Prince of Persia again if it comes out on Netflix. So that's like 10 cents in your pocket from royalties. Maybe. Possibly.
I am generally a critical person when it comes to movies as a whole, and especially so when it comes to movies that are based on video game or franchises that I particularly enjoyed. And even though, like you said, they strayed greatly from the original story,
it was... Well, no, they kept the guy's name.
Yeah, and they kept the whole rewinding time, and because of the...
Okay, if they didn't keep the gimmick of the game...
Well, no, a lot of the times they'll take the gimmick of the game and then completely write it in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, they...
Well,
they
but kept... the dagger was so perfect. Unless he carried around an hourglass full of magic sand.
And
then...
they also changed the way the dagger worked. You could refill the dagger by killing enemies with it in a certain way, but he never killed anybody with the dagger. He had to take it to some glass thing and stab it in to refill it. And
well, that was PG rated, if I'm not mistaken, PG-13.
Well, there was a decent amount of blood. There were some sword splatters and arrows.
Yeah, the violence is okay in the U.S., bro.
No, what I'm saying is they could have still kept in the kill people with the dagger and use that to refill the sand. They could have left that in there, but then it would have taken out the whole, oh, we got to get it to the stone and stab it in thing.
Well, and granted, a good video game lasts a hell of a lot longer than your typical 1.5 to 2 hour movie.
Oh, yeah.
So
if it's done right, it will, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, a good video game. That's why I put that in there. Like Duke Nukem, I think, lasted me about an hour before I put it in the mailbox to you.
That's funny, because right now it's in the mail on its way to Ben.
Oh, gosh. Ben, if you're hearing this, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to come your way. You know what's funny? If you go on Steam, Duke Nukem has been on sale for the past, like, 4 months.
Because nobody wants to fucking buy it.
Yeah, they made it. You know, I made a huge mistake. That is that. I mean, they're like, yeah, we got this. Let's just drop it. Whatever. People will buy it. Yeah, sure. A ton of people bought it. No one has bought it since. I'd love to see the sales figures for Duke Nukem.
I think it's kind of like when the latest Guns N' Roses album came out, and you just went to the store and they had
Chinese
a ton
democracy.
Of them there.
Yes.
It's exactly like that.
I remember that. I remember walking in and there was this huge display for Chinese Democracy, and there wasn't a single one missing.
it's the same way. You go to Steam now, and there's just Duke Nukem on sale. $5. Still not worth it.
No, seriously, it's not worth that game to... If it was free, like, even if they made it somehow, like, multiplayer free-to-play where you could shoot each other, just... No. Actually,
there are still better multiplayer games, Team Fortress 2, that you don't have to pay for.
We get it. You like hats.
Hey, I like Team Fortress 2. I played a whole bunch of Team Fortress last night. It was great.
Oh, I played like seven Team Fortresses last night. Make sure I'm in your cool club,
I don't think,
guys.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
If you look at Steam, I just closed it, but I think I have a total of like 14 minutes, Team Fortress 2.
You're a bitch!
I'm not arguing with you. Let me hold on. Let me double check.
Team Fortress comes from...
Yeah. Oh, I called it. 14 minutes. of Team Fortress 2. Last played June 29th, 2011.
Yeah, the
we're playing Team Fortress.
A lot of Team Fortress comes from the server. If you get a, because the first couple of times I played it, I got on just a horrible server where the people were incredibly abusive. I had never played before. I had no fucking clue what I was doing. Well, I got in there and people were just being obnoxious and abusive. I was like, man, fuck this. I'm gonna go play Warcraft.
I started doing the tutorials because I tried to. I figured I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. I tried to figure it out, and this was on my old desktop, the one that kept crapping out during the podcast.
Yeah.
So I kept having problems with it. So I said, you know what, screw it, I don't even care. And you know, it blew my mind because Team Fortress came out about that time that desktop was made. Of course, it's not the same requirements as it was. I've considered picking it up, but to be honest, recently, until like last week, this past week, I was in the Fallout, and then I just finished Fallout 3, like every quest. I haven't gotten all the achievements, but I gotten all the quests, and I finished the entire story.
So. The best way to learn Team Fortress 2 is to
go balls deep.
Get on and play as a medic. You can never have too many medics. Unless, you know, it's just everybody running around as a medic. Nobody ever wants to play medic.
Yeah.
And medics are, even a mediocre medic is better than having a fucking spy that just runs out there and dies constantly. Or a heavy that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
You'll learn a good medic and a heavy, oh, you can wreak some havoc.
Or a good heavy or a good medic and a soldier.
Do you realize I have no idea what the hell you're talking about,
okay.
Right?
Play the healer, medic.
Yeah.
Is the
okay.
Healer
class. Oh, really? Thanks.
Listen,
I'm that stupid. No, I understand.
All you have
play
to
as
do,
a medic, and I'll figure that out from
is
there.
Pick one guy
and follow him around. Him. Okay, and just hit the heal button.
You can actually set it up so that you don't even have to hit the heal button.
You know
all
what?
You keep pointed in the general direction.
Okay, whatever.
But yes, hold down the heal button. That's all you got to do. Keep people alive, and then when your charge fills up. And somebody's taking damage, hit your right click and make them invincible.
Cool.
Everybody will fucking love you.
All right. That sounds like the bomb diggity, sir.
Oh, you don't even know.
No, seriously, I've wanted to get into it. I think it'd be better if I got into a server with some of you twisted shits.
There's a white noise server.
Yeah, I know. It's just I'm absolutely completely noob, so... I just kind of have to build up my ego a little bit before I let it get torn down by you assholes.
Well, yeah, like
I said,
it'll
go better than
you...
when I played Left 4 Dead with Vito.
Yeah, really? I think we've already addressed that once on this podcast.
We've addressed that multiple times.
Anyway, all right. I'm taking a timeout because I have to pee like a little girl. So
this
been
just
an hour.
He's got a little girl bladder.
That's not just in. This was in like six episodes ago and probably one a couple after that.
I think we should
that.
Just get used to the pens. You can just make it through a whole episode without peeing.
I refuse to pee myself for this podcast.
Why don't you just pee in a bottle?
I don't have one. And I'm civilized.
He's just afraid he's going to get a pecker stuck in a bottle.
Probably.
He's not even here to defend himself, but that's what we're going to go with. I guess we should write down what time it is so we know what to tell Ben to cut out. Or I can make jokes about Pecker. Really, I just like saying the word Pecker. It's like when I found out that Peckerwood was a racial slur for white people.
It is?
Apparently. I was unaware.
That's strange.
Well, one of my friends was like, he was telling a story and he was like, "Hey, man, I don't mean to offend you," but then he called some guy. He was like, "This Peckerwood came and did." I was like, "Is that supposed to be offensive?" And yes, apparently it's a racial slur for white people.
Really? Because that's not offensive at all.
I know. I didn't quite grasp the concept. I think it's because we have the worst names for racial slurs, and there's just nothing left.
Yeah, there's really nothing that you could call a white guy to offend him.
Call me Vito and I get all pissed off. Say, I'm not a pussy.
That was quick.
Like I said, little girl bladder doesn't take a long time to get. All right. I think with the discussion of my urethra and its attached organs, let's move on to WTF news. Unless you guys are still talking about whatever the hell you were talking about.
No, we're good.
All right.
Yeah, we can go ahead.
So, on to WTF news. The required pause for the music. You know, I don't even think Ben put the music in last time. I think he just chopped it, like, front and back and just uploaded it.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I'm not speaking for you.
I know. You're not me.
You suck ass.
I didn't allow you to speak for me. Alright, so, Deer Park, Texas, right outside of Houston. Apparently, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen, there's a Boar's Head commercial going around where someone steals the guy's sandwich from the fridge. So he goes all, like, super ninja spy on him and hides in the fridge, jumps out and attacks him.
That work you? Wouldn't you suffocate?
Well, yeah, it's a commercial. It's not real life.
Oh.
Not everything on TV is real life.
Oh, that kind of ruins it.
I'm gonna give you about 20 minutes to just absorb that fact. Actually, I'm not. So,
we'll continue.
I will continue because I just confused myself again. Apparently, in the Deer Park Police Department, a lot of items have been coming up missing. I don't know how you come up missing. Have been missing from the community fridge. I guess the boss decided to put a camera on the fridge. And now one of the police officers is facing charges of stealing lunches, drinks, and even 60 pounds of deer sausage out of the break room fridge for over a year.
Why do people want to take things out of the fridge that aren't theirs?
I can understand stealing 60 pounds of deer sausage because that stuff's delicious.
Yeah.
It is delicious.
Yeah, but okay, stealing people's lunches? Lame.
Like, you have a job, I'm sure you can afford your own lunch.
According to Deer Park Police, on November 19th last year, Officer Kevin Yang was caught on video taking an unopened Monster Energy drink out of the break room fridge. That drink was labeled with MSA, which were another detective's. Seriously, the detectives couldn't, like, fingerprint, you know, set this up. Seriously. Yang said he took it upon himself to keep the refrigerator clean.
Well, I don't think removing unopened items from the fridge really keeps it clean.
Yeah, unopened sodas.
More like removing the month-old potato salad.
Or pasta salad, which gets even worse because it has more nooks and crannies.
What's a potato salad? Because it has mayonnaise.
I believe if you blended them together and left them in the fridge for a week, you probably should just throw the fridge out.
I would agree. Unless you have that baking soda in there, because that really helps with fridge odor.
But see, there's a certain point of sentience that baking soda really doesn't do a whole lot about.
Okay. I don't really know. I don't do that, but that's what my grandmother always did.
Yeah, it makes it smell better, but if you stick dog shit in your fridge and put a thing of baking soda in there, it's still going to smell like dog shit. It's just not going to smell as much.
I don't eat dog shit in my fridge because I don't eat dog shit.
You sure you're not just keeping it cool? I mean, no one likes hot dog shit sitting around. So the cops,
you know,
apparently,
you keep dog shit in your fridge. You have a dog.
I have three dogs. I don't save it. No.
Okay.
You don't have like those little vacuum seal packs.
I do, but I don't fill them with poop.
He keeps human shit in the fridge.
Well, he clarified, he doesn't fill them with poop at all.
Oh.
Apparently, Officer Yang is now on a 30-day unpaid suspension and facing a misdemeanor theft charge. The chief says no matter what is stolen or where, theft is theft. Meanwhile, in Deer Park, tons of people are being stabbed every day, and these cops are busy fighting over their sandwiches. So, there's that.
Don't take stuff from the fridge, man. Someone's got to eat, and it's not you.
Well, it is you. That's why you're taking it.
Bring it from home.
Well,
go to McDonald's.
Yeah, I can understand possibly, like, maybe every once in a while being a sneaky bastard and taking something out of the fridge. Apparently this happens so often that they decided to set up a camera.
Yeah, I mean, and, I could see maybe if, like, it's been in there for a long time and it's got to go bad and you're it's like ice cream and it's starting to get the ice crystals on it, so it's good. You're like, ah, well, I guess I'll
eat. No one keeps ice cream in a work fridge. First of all, if you put ice cream in a work fridge or freezer, that is gone within the first day. You have to be an idiot to do that. That's like a guaranteed steal me.
Pretty much.
You know, nobody where I work would touch it. It would stay in there until, if you put your name on it, it would stay there indefinitely.
Well, you have good
coworkers. If your name isn't on it, it gets emptied on Friday. Anything that isn't labeled gets thrown away. And there's a sign on the front of the refrigerator that says so.
I understand that.
But yeah, I have a really good workplace where I don't understand why people are like, oh, don't do that. Cause
I used to have a problem when I was a contractor that if I put, cause I used to bring my stuff in my gym bag cause I had a 2-hour lunch. So I just brought my lunch in a gym bag and tossed it in the fridge.
What the hell did you do on a
2-hour
lunch?
That's what the gym bag was for. I used to go running or biking.
Okay.
But if I brought my lunch in the gym bag and just tossed it in the fridge, most likely it would be gone, even if it had my name on it. And that's in my Tupperware. Someone would have eaten it and put my Tupperware back in the fridge.
That's just even douchier.
Well, of course it is. So it got to the point where it was about damn ridiculous. But the funny thing was, there's a 6-pack of beer that sat in the fridge for about, I don't know, 9 months that no one took. I mean,
no one wants to get caught drinking beer on the job.
They could. I mean, if they had to work past 4, yeah, this was a great job. If they had to work past 4, they would go down to the PX and buy a 6-pack and come back. But the 6-pack in the fridge was apparently no one wanted it.
No, I was Bud Light, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but they go buy Bud Light. And it was like that was the untouchable beer. And then one day it was just gone. It's very strange. Yeah, don't touch other people's stuff in the fridge, man. You ruin someone's day by doing that.
Someone has to go hungry when they thought they would eat.
Or someone has to go get something else, or... maybe that person doesn't bring their lunch every day, just days when they're real busy. Days they don't have time to go get something else, so you just deprive them their food. Don't be a douche. Especially don't take their Monster Energy drink. Stuff's expensive.
And it's shit.
Yeah, I agree. I'm a Red Bull fan. Red Bull or coffee. I guess we'll go ahead and move on to... Wow, seriously? How long did that take us to get through that one topic?
I don't know.
Almost 9 minutes.
Wow.
About stolen fridge food. We have our priorities.
We take our food very seriously.
We have our priorities so wrong. Here's an interesting thing. You know, you want to, you know, have Ash Friday or whatever, and you want to start.
It's Lent. Wednesday, sir.
Ash Wednesday. That was Fat Friday. There you go. Ash Wednesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Do I need to get you a calendar?
I'm going to go get a bouncy ball. I'll be in the corner for the rest of this episode.
That is, you know what? That's worse than the day Steve was talking about. Was it Black Wednesday or Black Thursday? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Wow, I don't know. It's right there in the title of the article that I'm looking at, too, and I just completely screwed it up.
It makes it even worse.
And Fat Tuesday was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I have no excuse. Anyway, so, you know, Ash Wednesday, where those who believe in certain branches of the Christian church like to go get crosses on their forehead to mark the beginning of Lent, which is where you give up something, kind of a sacrifice. But say you just can't sacrifice time. Well, don't worry about that, because you can have a drive-through ashing. Drive-through. Basically, they have a bunch of burnt stuff. They stick their finger in, make a cross on your forehead. You don't even have to get out of your car.
That seems a bit ridiculous. If you don't have time to go to the church, then you're probably not religious enough to need to do a drive-through.
Well, that's the thing. Blessing. What's the point? Like, if who are you trying to impress with your ash that you know, most of the time you'd want to, like, see the people at church and let them know that you're being churchy. Why would you want to drive through?
You know, being a part of the church community, I guess, is what draws a lot of people in. But here you're like, treating it like fucking fast food.
Yeah, which, I mean, and if you put your beliefs in fast food in the same basket, then welcome to America,
I guess. And this is why people make fun of America.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go to church, but we're too lazy to actually go, so we just drive through the parking lot.
Yeah. So.
Next thing you know, they're going to have drive-through baptismals.
It's a car wash. They just pour holy water in the reservoir first.
They tell you to leave the sunroof open.
Yeah.
Fill your car. Shame on you. I shake my secular finger at you.
And what a secular finger it is. Hey, Ray, since you found this last piece of WTF news, why don't you go ahead and explain it?
Well, apparently, in Sunland Park, New Mexico, there is a mayoral race that's heating up. And there have been a lot of scandals and dirty politics in this town. And then at one office, there appeared a topless dancer.
So,
and at first, he thought that it was...
You know what? Hold on. It's taking you like 10 minutes to read the opening paragraph of this.
His opponent sent a topless dancer to his office, and you think that would be awesome. You're sitting there filling out reports, whatever you do when you're running for mayor, and you get a lady doing a sexy dance. Who wouldn't like that? But apparently it was...
Rick Santorum.
And then his opponent passed it around.
What, that he paid for a sex... Oh... Wait, the opponent said that he had one there, or that he paid for one?
The opponent sent this dancer there, didn't tell him that he sent it, and then apparently there was a camera and filmed it.
Oh. Here's my favorite line from the article. As any gentleman would know, it was a lap dance. Like, I didn't even read the context surrounding it, but that just stands out. Any gentleman knows, it's a lap dance.
It all started after a Mexican national fleeing threats south of the border offered to assist his campaign. During a meeting, Hernandez said, the man turned on some music and indicated the woman he was with would like him to dance. The dance turned sexual, but there was no sex, just a dance.
Welcome to New Mexico.
His opponents simply say that the candidate is trying to cover up being caught in an uncompromising position.
Well, so then, how did
on someone else? But
how did the opponents get all this information? That's just
they're
seems
the
like,
ones that sent the stripper.
Well, yeah,
I'm sorry, exotic dancer.
Damn right, you're sorry,
naked lady.
Naked lady.
Marquez said he saw a video of the encounter after a flash drive was dropped off at an election booth in the parking lot of City Hall. Wow, this reads straight out of bad video game movie scripts. No one knows who placed the flash drive in the booth. I guarantee it had two bits.
I don't know. It's kind of a strange story.
Kind of.
Because his opponent saying, you know, he did this because he likes to have sex at times in the office. And he's like, no, the other guy did it and he planted it trying to make me look bad.
Either way, if I had an anonymous thumb drive turned into me with something like that, it wouldn't go. I wouldn't announce it from. Well, okay.
Hypothetically.
Yes,
after that.
Yeah.
After that.
I did not fap to my opponent. There. Damn it, Ray. Stop talking when I'm trying to talk. I can't concentrate enough as it is tonight.
How dare you talk when I'm trying to think?
Yeah. Shut up. Damn it. Anyway, the opponent has, you know, he gets this anonymous flash drive, which was turned in a voting booth. So how did he end up with it? Because, you know, oh, there's a flash drive in this voting booth. Let's give it to this candidate for mayor. Yeah, that's my line of thought. And then, hey, this is a random flash drive and it has some incriminating stuff on it. Let's just tell everyone about it. And let's not actually confront the guy. You know, because any real person that sees something like this is going to be like, hey, dude, this video of you. Is that actually you? Like, oh, yeah, man, this chick just showed up. Cool. Okay, at that point, you can go on and just blast his name, but...
Apparently, he told police that a stranger approached him and threatened to leak a sex tape if he refused to drop out of the race. So it's really heating up down there.
In New Mexico. Seriously, New Mexico is just like Arizona, except less people care. If possible. I think that's it. I've already scared away most of our live listeners. Cool. You can come listen to us live, by the way, on Sundays. You can also drop out halfway through if you're a douche.
Let's see. Who's still listening live? The Noisecast, me, and one other person.
Yep.
That would be Gumper.
Yep. Thank you, Gumper. Anyway, I guess that sums it up for WTF News. We are complete for this week. And with that, I will say our goodbyes. I would like to say thank you for listening to the Noisecast. Be sure to check us out on thenoisecast.com. Eventually we'll get some sort of content up there that you can read. Don't forget, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/noisecast. Twitter page, twitter.com/noisecast, and a Google Plus page, which I have no idea what the URL is, but just search for The Noisecast, and you'll find us. On those pages, you can find updates to when we release the podcast, when we're recording the podcast, when you can come tune in live, and any articles we post during the week. If you have anything you'd like to tell us, anything you'd like to tip us about, anything you'd like to tell us we're stupid about, go ahead and hit us up on one of those. I'm sure someone will read it and call you a moron, because that's how we roll. With us this week, we had Ray.
If you start a game of Words with Friends with me and you only play one turn a day, fuck you.
Is that on your new iPhone?
Yes.
And Vito.
That was oddly specific. Somebody just got fuck you'd on the show.
Yeah, that was kind of high school. Why don't you just name them?
Well, it's multiple people, and it's pissing me off.
Oh. Well, when it doesn't matter, you're going to lose anyway.
I always win.
How? You have the vocabulary of retarded Alabamian.
That's because I just have to talk to you, so I dumb it down.
Oh, right. Because half of what you say on this podcast is, I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
You have the chance to, like, express yourself, and all you say is, I don't give a shit. Or, iPhone sucks ass.
Fuck you.
Oh, forgot that one.
There's another one. There's number three.
That's 11 words, I think. Anyway.
Choke on a dick.
Vito. Our other
co-sponsor person.
Good night, ladies.
I don't think there's any ladies that listen to this. I
was here earlier.
Yeah, for like what, 10 minutes? She didn't even comment. I have been your host, Kepler. And I guess we'll see you next week. This has been episode 64 of the Noisecast. Oh god, where did TeamSpeak go? It's completely gone off of my screen.
Oops.
I can't find it.
It's in the corner.
Red balloon, I think of you and let it go.